And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Greetings and salutations and welcome to No Dinks, a pickleball podcast / vanity project brought to you by the team behind No Dunks, the world's greatest basketball podcast. I'm your host, Jason Doyle, but you can call me JD. And here with me is a true pickleball sicko, Rachel Seelig. Such a sicko that she's wearing her pickleball gear because immediately following this podcast, you are leaving to play pickleball.
I gotta go.
You gotta go.
I got places to be.
Why don't you talk into the mic for once?
You can't hear me? Okay. Yeah, I gotta be somewhere. Very important. It's right. An addiction.
Okay, well, let's keep this to under an hour. And also with us is the young Padawan. Skis likes to call him the young apprentice, but I like to call him the young Padawan, piloting this ship like a young Han Solo, doing the Kessel Run. And how fast do you do it, Esh?
Under 12 parsecs.
Under 12 parsecs. That's exactly that right. Eshua Kid producing today. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. But how y'all doing? That's what I say. So how y'all doing?
Oh, that's right. We're doing great. As you can see, you were privy to us scrambling, trying to get this pod off the ground. And hey, if this is your first time joining us, this is not what we normally do here. We are... The No Dunks is the NBA, and we are basically Red Panda here. Just a little breath of fresh air, a little sideshow to clean your palate before the draft on Thursday. And speaking of the draft, Jeff, definitely check out this morning's No Dunks, where we did our mock draft, the lottery only, so the first 14 teams. And it was great. It went amazingly well. Did you get a chance to catch that, Esh?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good. What'd you think?
It was good, especially for a bunch of guys who don't know anything about draft people coming in. But yeah, I enjoyed it.
Good. Well, you know, that's what we do here because I certainly don't know much about pickleball, but I do have the sicko with me. So there was a lot to unpack over the weekend. So over the weekend, we had San Clemente tournament in California. San Clemente, I had never heard of until pickleball came into my life.
Yeah. So many games. I still feel like I'm going to be watching it for weeks because I miss so much.
Right.
A
lot of pickleball. Too much pickleball, I would say.
Yeah.
Too much pickleball.
No. But it does cut into playing pickleball when you have a lot of pickleball to watch. So that is a struggle.
We played 5 hours of pickleball this weekend. And there was about 25 hours of pickleball to be watched for this.
I played more than 5 hours.
I know you did. I'm rounding it down for myself.
Yeah.
But there's 24 teams. There's multiple rounds. I mean, Wimbledon, what? It goes over the course of 2 weeks every day.
That's why I don't think these players do not have enough time to regenerate to be able to take on the next game and be their full potential. Like, I mean.
Okay, yeah. Well, hold on. Let's break down what happened. So there was the San Clemente tournament, which was the third tournament and final tournament of season one of two seasons that are happening in 2023. Right? Yeah. So the MLP expanded from 12 to 24 teams
at the beginning
of this year. So this was the end of the first three tournaments. And then they did a super final on the Monday after. So Sunday, let's go through the results here. So as you can bring up the screen, this was the Premier League. Okay. You know what? We'll start here. The Super Finals. We'll start at the end, which is
backwards. That's
the
fine.
Super Finals. These two teams had the most points throughout the first three tournaments. The Los Angeles Madrops represent, and the Seattle Pioneers featuring the world's greatest player, no joke, Ben Johns. Mm-hmm. And they had their asses handed to them by the Madrops. That's Drew Brees' team. And they lost 3-0. That's three games, one men's doubles, one women's doubles, and one mixed doubles. And if necessary, they would have gone on to do another mixed doubles and then possibly...
No, they did. No, wrong page. You're right.
I'm looking at the internet. You're looking at the scribblings of a mad woman. Believe me.
Oh, my God. 0-3. I still can't believe it. Yeah. Honestly, those kids needed some rest because they're amazing. There's no reason. 3-0.
It's true that the Madrops had a day off, basically, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, they got to watch the finals of the Fives versus the Pioneers, and that was intense, all the way to a dream break.
Okay, so now we're still on the Super Finals. No, that's okay. We're still on the Super Finals, and let's move to the Challenger division, and that's the bottom 12 teams. It's a relegated. It's a relegated league. Which is coming. We'll explain that later if we even can, because it's very confusing. The Chicago Slice, shout out to Trey Kirby. His city got a championship. The Challenger, in the Challenger League, they beat the defending champions, the Bay Area Breakers, who actually, I believe, are number one in the league in terms of points still. Are they? I'll get off this board and I'll go look at that. But yeah, now this was an exciting match. This ended in a dream breaker. That's when both men's, women's, and then two mixed doubles rounds happen, and it's still tied up, and then they switch to a singles format, which is actually very, very exciting.
Yeah, it ended 21-17 in the dream breaker. Yeah, it was really intense. Susanna Barr pulled it out. I can't imagine she's not moving up to the Premier League after this kind of showing.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, a lot of players have moved out and a lot of players have moved up, and we'll get to that. But let's get to the actual San Clemente, the actual, what am I trying to say, Rachel? The tournament. The actual tournament. This is what I'm saying. There's too much fucking pickleball.
Well, this was the Super Finals.
I know, the Super Finals.
It has to have,
it happens the day after the last one. Like, it's stupid. But
yeah, they were pooped.
Exactly.
Digging deep.
But you know what? Let's
they're pro athletes.
They're pro athletes. Yeah. Come on now. They're playing pickleball. Also, they're playing pickleball.
Oh, please. You're telling me these guys weren't working their asses off and sweating buckets in the heat? They're working hard. They're working hard.
Okay.
You do.
I mean, I have to admit that I was telling Esh, and we were just saying, I played 3 hours of pickleball on Sunday, Father's Day. Shout out to the fathers out there. I was shattered. Absolutely done. Like, yesterday, I could barely move.
It takes some months to gain that endurance to keep going.
But I'm fat and old and out of shape. So Ben Johns is a young whippersnapper, as they say.
Do they say that? Or is it you that says it
that
way?
I guess.
You put the whip in whippersnapper.
All right. Anyways.
Yes. Back to the...
I can't even find it. Ugh, this website is awful.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we?
Are you looking for the winners of the Premier League or the Challenger League?
The Challenger. Do you have it in your little scribbler there?
I have it in the mad mind of mine.
Oh, I have it right here. Premier
League.
Well,
it's on your
head. I'm going Premier first. Right. The New Jersey Fives versus the Seattle Pioneers, the also defending champs. This was Annalee Waters, the best woman in the world, versus Ben Johns, the best man in the world in pickleball, clashing head to head.
This one also ended in a dream breaker. The Pioneers pull it out 2-3. Very exciting. This was
great.
Fun.
It was great. And all the, I mean, the Pioneers, and not because I just like a winner, but they are my favorite. I love Etta Wright, and I love Ben Johns. I'm decided these are my guys.
Okay, great. Ben Johns seems like a legit nice person.
He seems like a classy dude that knows how to handle himself. He knows how to win. He knows how to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps his shit together. He doesn't act like a baby on the court.
So what did you think? Annalee Waters loses.
She loses.
Not used to losing.
Yes.
Her and Ben Johns are usually partners. They have like 18 gold medals together from like this year or this is probably
And I don't know how many triple crowns, but it's yeah, a lot.
So they went head to head and she lost and you were annoyed with her.
No, well, I mean, for a moment I was. Well, just because everybody else came out and congratulated the Pioneers and Ben Johns literally had to walk off the court to pat her on the back and say good game.
It was a little consoling there, I think. That's
I'm right. And so I'm saying he's a real classy guy. He does have a few years on her. She's still a teenager.
Yeah,
so
she's a teenager.
It's all good.
Exactly. And also, Ben Johns kind of sulking a little bit after losing the Super Finals.
But, I just blew my own ears off. Sorry.
Yeah, be careful.
Whoa, new to this.
That was your own voice doing that, too.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Welcome to my world.
Really. Sorry. That wasn't appropriate. Yeah, he pulled it together to talk in the interview and congratulate everyone when he lost in the Super Finals. She could barely keep her face together.
Yeah, she was upset.
And that's fine. And
she's a fierce competitor.
She's also, again, she plays every single weekend. Like, there's a PPA tournament or an APP tournament, then the MLP. She's got to be exhausted. Like, if you took, like, a week or two off, I think things might have turned out differently.
Okay. A week or two off.
I'm saying a week or two off of that kind of extreme, like, tournament.
It's a grind.
Go,
there's
go,
no
go,
doubt.
Go.
It's a grind with very little money, I would say.
In
comparison to like the NBA, they're not getting on chartered jets and going to the next stop. No.
I mean, there's talk out there she's going to be making seven figures, but she's the best in the world, the best female in the world.
Yeah.
Like, the rest of them aren't making much. And I mean, they even talk in interviews saying, I can almost make a career of this. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the champs saying, hey, I might be able to quit my lawyer job. Woo!
Yeah. Well, I mean, the prize for the Super Final was more than ever. I mean, $60,000 per. I mean, that might have put a fire under the Mad Drops as well.
Yes, of course.
Because Ben Johns is certainly making more money than those players are.
100%. So, yes, as you said, it was the biggest purse in pickleball history, $240,000.
For the team of four.
Divided by four. So each one gets $60,000, and that's nothing to sneeze at.
Again, that's a super final, not the final of the entire MLP.
Right, and not the challenger final either for the super final. But they did get a very nice decorative plate, I thought.
Well, you know, I think that's much more practical than those big, ugly trophies.
I agree.
I mean, you could even use it to eat off of.
Why would you? That would be silly.
No, it would be. But I'm saying those big old things.
Was it a plate or was it a record, though? I thought it was a record at first. But then it was like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
But a plate, silver.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, actually.
I think it's much better than that. Okay. What looks like a 100-pound trophy that they can barely put over their heads.
Great. Well, four of them. They still have the trophy. Like the regular San Clemente tournament was a trophy.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of the mayor of San Clemente?
He doesn't give a shit. Sure. He's fine.
Hold on. No. I don't think that's what it was. It's just, okay, so to explain, this guy is the mayor of San Clemente. He is wearing a blazer, like a nice blazer.
I'm not being critical. I'm saying he's going to wear what he wants, and he don't give a shit.
Yeah. And then he was wearing a t-shirt, Bermuda shorts. I used to work at a restaurant called Bermuda Schwartz. And I cannot say Bermuda shorts without saying Schwartz. Anyways, he was wearing Bermuda shorts and flip-flops. And he did not have the feet for flip-flops,
Nobody does. I mean, come
exactly,
on.
Exactly, exactly.
But it doesn't matter. You don't, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but he said it was the San Clemente tuxedo. That was sort of him dressed up.
Maybe he's creating that.
You know what? I think it was like a marketing thing. It was like, come to San Clemente. Yeah. You don't need to get dressed up here.
We don't give a shit.
Yeah. And the title sponsor was Margaritaville for the tournament, which I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to go to Margaritaville now.
I am ready for the destination vacation with pickleball courts all over the place.
But they'd say, oh, this is brought to you by Margaritaville. And then they would show like a little sizzle reel of Margaritaville. There's no pickleball in there.
There has to be.
There has to be, but...
There has to be. It's spreading like a virus. It's like spreading like COVID. It is the new COVID.
Oh, come on. You can't say that.
I can't say that. I mean like the good... No, okay. I just ruined everything.
It's not killing people.
It's not, well, but actually, it's an addiction that is
there
like...
There was a guy that nearly collapsed the other day that I was playing with.
Okay, well... Oh. That's not the guy that told you were just as out of shape as he was?
No, that's a different guy. Oh, no, it was that guy.
Oh, my God. That's not good if you're just as...
I was firing the balls at him, man. And then he had to take a moment, sit on the bench. Oh. But I thought we were going to have to call an ambulance.
You did that to him.
I did.
After he insulted you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
That's what you get.
Wow.
Okay, let's come on. Come on.
Okay.
We haven't even started yet, really. Okay.
So have we reestablished ourselves to who won the actual final of this?
The grand champions on the challenger level are the Chicago Slice and on the premier level.
Of season one. Yes, because your hat.
Oh, Dallas Pickleball League or Dallas Pickleball Club. Oh, right. Yeah. We never even got there.
We're all over the place, baby.
I forgot about that. So shout out to Dirk Nowitzki, Mark Cuban. Their team won at... No, they didn't.
What?
Hold on. What am I looking at here?
I don't know.
When was the final for them?
Like, was it Friday or was it Saturday?
It was... No, was it Sunday?
Oh, for the love of Pete.
Oh, I know what's happening. I'm on the challenger side. So it was on Saturday. Hold on. Hold the phone. Mm. What's going on?
We're losing all sense.
Yes, the Dallas Pickleball Club beat the Chicago Slice.
Yes.
But Chicago Slice went on to win the whole thing in the challenger level. But on Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m., Dallas Pickleball Club, they won. So good for them.
Good for Chicago Slice for pulling it out in the end. That must have felt good after that.
A nice revenge for them.
Well, they didn't win against the Dallas Pickleball Club. They won against the Bay Area Breakers.
I know, but it's just in your face, Dallas. We won the whole thing.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Jilly B on Dallas Pickleball Club. She's a cutie.
That's it?
No, she's...
That's your analysis.
No. I just... I'm allowed to appreciate. No, she's very fun. She's a very happy, great player. Very classy, but she likes to have a good time. I enjoy watching her very much so. Sorry. Yeah, that's my analysis.
No, that's good.
I have favorites. That's all. Is that wrong?
Same. Okay. Well. Okay. Let's ask an actual question. What's your big takeaway from the weekend?
People need to have a nap in between.
Okay.
They need to rest. I mean, when Ben Johns gets slaughtered, something's up. I mean, not that the Mad Drops didn't deserve to win.
I don't think you should take anything away from the Mad Drops.
No, they were incredible.
Amazing.
They were incredible.
And at the end of the day, that's what makes Major League Pickleball so much more fun than APP or PPA. Not that we don't love it, but it's like the Last Jedi, Ash. You know what I mean? Was that, is that seven?
It's eight.
Eight, that's it. Yeah. Eight.
What are you talking about?
He's like, got to get there. He's got to get there.
Okay. It's a Star Wars movie that in the middle of it, I didn't know what was going to happen.
Right. Okay.
Right. It was the first one in like ever that I'd seen that I thought, you know, because the prequels, you know, you're heading towards Darth Vader taking over and you don't know what it's called yet, but Order 66 is coming and all the Jedis are going to get are going to die, you know, and then you go through, you know, the episode 4 to 6, you kind of know what's coming, you know, Luke is a chosen one or is he, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, when you get to 8, you're like, holy shit, I don't know what's going to happen here. And right? That's what MLP is, because usually you're used to watching pickleball for an entire weekend knowing, well, I'm just going to enjoy this pickleball until Ben Johns or Annalie Waters takes home a ridiculously sized trophy.
There's nothing else like it.
That's their tagline. Yeah, exactly right. There's nothing else like it.
But again, going back, and I'm sorry to be say this again.
Table, please.
All right. He didn't take weekends off in between PPAs, and he lost like first round in the PPAs. People need to rest.
I know. And he was working full time as a busboy at Applebee's.
No, he's not. No.
Isn't he?
Ben Johns.
What if that was the case?
He's young enough, I guess.
He's young. He's an engineer.
I'm pretty sure he's an engineer.
Okay, so more rest. Big takeaway from the weekend.
No, I mean, not just
rest.
That. I just...
Okay, you got one more, because come on, let's go. Let's go.
Okay, let me see.
Are you having a problem?
It's called contemplation.
Oh, it looks more like constipation.
I did have a taco bowl for
if
lunch.
You're listening, she is rubbing her belly and kind of leaning over as if to fart. You know what I mean? Like, Jason, oh, let me think.
That is your move.
Well, you gotta
lifting
make
the cheek. That's not all my right, move. Right. Okay. Big takeaway. You know, honestly, I guess I. Got so many other details. I can't put it all into one generalization. I don't like watching snot rockets fly.
Okay. That sounds like a random note, but go for it.
Exactly. Ignatovich, no snot rockets while during play.
Okay.
Just no thank you.
So James Ignatovich, just
letting it fly.
Yeah. But I mean, you see that in literally every sport. I feel like that now pickleball has arrived. When you're blowing snot rockets on the field of play, whether, you know, you see hockey players do it all the time. You see baseball players do it all the time.
Oh, God.
You see basketball players do it.
That's not cool, man. Maybe that's why there's not as many women watching sports as there should be.
What an incredibly sexist thing to say.
I'm sorry. Look at the stats. Anyway. Okay. Oh, there was a nice thing that someone blew on the court.
Yeah.
I don't think it was trash talk when Kovalova blew a kiss at... No. No.
Say it again.
No. No. You can do it. Do not get that song in my head.
Whenever you mention Lucy Kovalova, you have to say Lucy Kovalova.
No. I'm not bringing that song back into
how can
my
you
life.
Not? It's Lucy Kovalova.
Word, I'm up. No.
The lyrical gangster.
No.
Lucy Kovalova.
Oh, my God. She blew a kiss at Patrick Quinn when the Milwaukee Mashers were playing the Fives.
Yeah.
And he grabbed it in the air and put it on his face. I'm like, that's nice trash talk.
During the game?
Yes. It was cute. I think she burned his ass and that was her.
Yeah. And then he was like,
I got it.
You know what? I would like Patrick Lynn to be getting... Okay, this kid is 17 years old.
Yes.
I'd like for him to have a little bit of comeuppance. You know what I'm saying? Like, they called him spicy on the broadcast. I'm like, no, he's just kind of a little dick. Like, and I don't want to... I know he's 17, but he's just... he's insufferable.
You know what, though? What they fail to mention when they keep repeating this quote of his, mm-hmm. I don't get beat by old people.
Yeah.
Is that he was responding to Tyson McGuffin saying, I don't get beat by... Time. I know, but none of the commentators bring that up as if, oh, he's so spicy. That kid is sassy. When really he's just responding to an older guy being kind of poopy.
Yeah, that was... I don't know why they brought that up. That was...
They do it over and over again. They bring it up every time with
them. They run out of things to say. You know what? Michelle, Adam, Cameron, they all do a great job.
But they are incredible.
I wouldn't go that far. I'm saying they do a good job. They're not, you know.
I enjoy listening to them, and I listen to a lot more of it than you do, sir.
Okay, look, can we just, for Michelle, this is the main commentator, the main play-by-play announcer.
Don't say the most electrifying man on TV for Tyson McGuffin one more goddamn time.
Okay.
Please.
Right.
But everything else is fine.
punching your ticket is... I'm a little tired of.
Yeah.
You're only allowed to say it once. Once a match.
But maybe they're all hopped up on coffee and they feel like they need to fill the air the whole time.
Yeah, it's a hard job because you have to continually talk.
Yeah.
And you're talking about pickleball and it's just and they need a rest. Speaking of breaks.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have enough people out there to fill the space. They're the most of the voices of every single tournament, PPA, APP.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tyson McGuffin, going back, I think I kind of like him more now.
Okay.
He was very, they lost to the Heart Eights, and he was very cool.
Okay.
And he was very congratulatory, and they really got beat good by them. I was impressed. It's like he's kind of evolving. He's also... I don't know. I felt a little sad when he was one of the PPA tournaments. He's like, I'm deserving of this. I'm like, oh my God, what happened to him? It's like, this is my mantra. I am deserving. I deserve this. He did win gold at that PPA for singles too. I mean, maybe that's just what you say, but you know, if someone needs to tell themselves they deserve
it. Well, he's telling us. If he's saying it into a microphone, he's telling us. I deserve this.
He's not telling himself that, so I should not feel bad for him.
Well, you maybe. I don't know. I don't know anything about Tyson McGuffin.
We know that he used to be a wrestler, and he comes from a wrestling family, which I'm like, that makes sense why pickleball feels like WWE sometimes. Holy shit.
Well, it certainly snapped everything into focus for me.
It all makes sense.
With the mullet
now.
And the sleeveless, you know, he's all muscles, he's veneers.
And he didn't have... He wouldn't go sleeveless this tournament, which was wonderful. And then
holding him back.
And I see sweet, sweet AJ Kohler. It's all tucked up with the sun's out, guns out. I'm like, oh, come on, people. No sun's out, guns out.
Why not?
I don't, because everybody's very they're a team. I don't think any other teams were doing it.
Sleeveless, men going sleeveless.
Yeah, they were all wearing the kind of the t-shirts or the tank tops or whatever. Anyway, I don't know. I just felt not uniform.
Speaking of not uniform, who was it on the slice? This annoyed me, actually. Okay. The hat game on the slice, the Chicago slice. We got a guy in a bucket hat, for one thing. And it wasn't even a bucket hat. It was like a rain hat. It was like a Paddington sort of rain hat. And it looked like almost Crocodile Dundee-ish. It should have had corks, you know, dangling from it.
It was very distracting.
Very distracting. I don't know how he plays in it, especially if something gets lobbed above his head. But
Ryler DeHart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keeps the sun off. And then his mixed doubles partner, Ackerman, wearing an LA Dodgers hat.
Oh, yeah.
She plays for the Chicago Slice.
That got your dander up.
Well, I mean, first of all, it's not even the same sport, but that's fine. She's a big LA Dodgers fan, or maybe that's her lucky hat, but she's playing for the Chicago Slice. It doesn't make any sense.
It is distracting when you are watching a team sport and there are all these maybe it's because I'm just OCD or something. I can't not look at his stupid bucket hat.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did. It was like the guy from Midnight Oil out there. How can we sleep while our heads are turning?
Does he wear a bucket hat?
I don't know. I picture him in a bucket hat. If he was playing pickleball. That guy has a real Matt Bonner vibe, too.
Yeah.
In a good way. That is a non sequitur. It doesn't mean anything, but I like him, is what I'm saying. But you, I don't like the hat.
You wear bucket hats all the time, so.
I love a bucket hat.
So. You're going to be wearing a bucket hat the next time we play pickleball, aren't you?
I don't have a bucket hat right now.
Oh, good.
Shopping spree. Okay, real quick. Let's go to break. Well, what else have we got here, though? Real quick before. Any other random notes, I guess. Let's just do that.
Rando?
I mean, rando notes.
Who's your favorite player now? How about that, huh?
I'm a big Catherine Parenteau head.
Like a parrot head?
A parrot head, like, but...
Parenteau head?
Parenteau head, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think she's amazing.
Yeah, she is.
And, you know, Ben Johns is, you know... The guy is amazing to watch. It just gets boring, as I said, he always wins. Like, it's not even close. The competition, the field of competition isn't even close.
I don't know. He's just, he's great to watch, and he's just so goddamn classy.
You love a classy guy. How you ended up with me, I have no idea.
I was there before.
Okay, so here's something. Camera upgrades.
Camera upgrades. Okay, now I am not a very technical, but when they put up the wrong names in the scoreboard over and over again,
it's a bad look.
Holy, come on, people. Well, get a few less interns.
Wow.
Sorry, that was rude.
That is rude.
I'm sorry. Or, I don't know, have a supervisor there.
I cannot speak to the crew or the truck or what's happening in there. For all we know, it's one person. And if that's the case, that's
more money. More money. Yes.
It's true. They are investing. You have all these celebrity investors, and they've invested a lot of money, way more than $5 million, and that's the purse. That's the only expenditure we know for sure is happening. Yeah. But all that to say, they are doing a pretty good job, and it has improved every tournament, all three tournaments. It has improved leading up to this one, but you were 100% right. When you have graphics mistakes, it looks like amateur hour. It is so fucking important to get the players who are on the court actually on the scoreboard, which happened multiple times where they had just different players, like completely different players. And MLP wants to be with the big boys. They want to be, they want to get into gambling. Can you imagine if you're in Vegas and you've put money down on the ATX pickleballers and they're going to be like, and they don't have the right graphics on screen? They don't see who's playing? Like, that's a deal breaker. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I worked in live TV for 6 years and we definitely made our share of mistakes. Mm. It happens. But there was a lot of mistakes. Too many mistakes. Like, heads should roll. If I'm Steve Kuhn, I'm in there going, You're fired.
Yeah.
And not the guy or the girl who's operating it, but whoever was overseeing it, you got to go.
That's how you function most times, though.
You need to have a producer who knows who's on the field. And I bet that what's happened is it's like old tennis crews or whatever, and they've come over to pickleball, and they just don't know who they are. They just don't know the players. And frankly, it's inexcusable, especially when you're talking about a match where there's only 8 players. So you just get all your ducks in the row, and you just learn them, look at some pictures, and learn who those people are. And that's my rant about the graphics.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, you said upgrading cameras, and I went to the graphics.
Well, yeah. They added upgraded cameras that are 120 frames per second. Blah blah blah. All it means is that when you go to a video review, you can actually see a video, and the chances of you actually seeing whether or not a ball is in or out, it's more possible now than it was before.
Yeah, it's still. There was quite a few video challenges that got overturned.
Yeah.
It is kind of a fascinating angle to the whole game because you got to make an on-the-spot decision. And sometimes people's minds are just like, oh, yeah, like they literally see it out. And then you're like, oh, okay, that wasn't out. But I don't think they hold it against each other when they're wrong. Or anything, because they know how hard it is sometimes to make that on-the-spot decision.
Yeah, and I think this is a unique to pickleball in that you, as a player, are making the calls.
Yeah.
Still. That has to change too. They need lines people. Or some kind of technology.
Yeah.
And pickleball, it would be the perfect venue to test out technology like that. Like lines keeping, like just a computer going out. It's out.
Yeah. I mean, not to bring it up.
Oh, jeez. I have no idea what she's going to say.
But when we were playing on Sunday.
I knew you were going to. I should have known.
And you're literally my partner.
When you were saying that, I was like, she's still steaming about that woman, calling her shot out.
Well, it was so in. She's like, I had already aced her like three times, and then that one was the best one. Out. I'm like, what? Was so not out. And then you're like, yep, definitely out. I'm like, what? Hey, partner. I feel like I must be going insane because you're like... You're just trying to, like,
I don't want to fight with Barbara about whether something was in or out. And that was my last game. This was hours and 56 minutes into our day of pickleball. And I'm like, fuck, if she says it's in, then fine.
Yes,
let's
but
just move on.
You could just give me a second to go, what? No. And then maybe she would have been like, oh, yeah.
But you're saying that she saw what she wanted to see because you kept smoking her over and over again. Like, we racked up, like,
I don't think she would have set it on purpose. You know what I mean? Like, I don't...
But she's not cheating.
Right.
But she's like... She was just looking at you going, I'm going to just wait for this bitch to fuck up. And then she's like, ah, she did. But you actually didn't.
I don't know. It's so weird and so complicated. It's not just black and white like that, which is weird. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, that was out. And they're like, no way was that. I'm like, oh, okay. I honestly think I might have made a mistake. Anyway.
You made a mistake. No,
not that. Not that incident. Yeah. I mean, previous, whatever. It's weird. But you're right. It would be really cool to... It would be very expensive, though.
It would be very expensive. But it wouldn't be expensive to hire somebody to look at the line and be a third or fourth set of eyes.
Yeah. Then you can just be mad at the lines person instead of the other team.
Again, all of this is heading to gambling. And so if you're losing money on a blown call from a player and your opposing player, like that's just not going
to
fly.
And you have to rely on the other players to do a video challenge, which they only have a certain number that they can use.
They get three per match.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a lot, but...
A match is multiple games.
You could have five games in a single match, mm-hmm. and if you lose it, you lose it, and then you can still make a video challenge after it runs out, but it'll cost you a point if you're wrong. Anyways, I could really go for a cup of nice hot mud water right about now. How about you?
Sure.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
I gotta get something off my chest. Nothing drives me crazier than sending a message to a group chat and getting no response. That's why I'm a big emoji responder. Love a hang loose hand or a salute, but man, it hurts when you send a message and get nothing back. Ouch! We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/NoDunks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/NoDunks. This episode of No Dunks is brought to you by BetterHelp.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
And welcome back to No Dinks. Let's do some housekeeping. What do you think?
Sounds nice.
Let's do it. You guys should check out Is This Good? It's our sister podcast. And this week, we had the great Tass Mellis on.
Sorry, could you say that again?
I said we had the great Tass Mellis on. Siri is listening to our every word.
Tass has programmed your phone to like...
yeah.
Give me another shout out.
It was a great show. Did you enjoy it? You haven't listened to it yet. So supportive.
I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
I love it so much. It's so funny. And I have laughed out loud too many times that it's best to watch it not in public or listen to it not in public. I just haven't gotten to that yet. I'm sorry.
So go to YouTube, search for Is This Good? Close all the doors and windows. Gotta watch it in private. Especially this week. It's Tass Mellis. He's great.
You don't have to.
Hilarious.
You just may have more self-control than I do and not need to.
Yeah.
Fool yourself.
No, I like it. I like that you have to laugh out loud. If you're LOLing, we've done our job. Get your No Dunks merch at nodunks.com. Hey, guess what? We got a tank top coming.
Oh.
I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to say that.
I want a tank top.
Okay. We'll get one for you.
I want a tank top.
It's coming just in time to step on the beach.
Dang.
That's all I'll say about it. Okay. But our first tank top coming, and it's summer.
I'm sorry, for No Dunks.
For No Dunks, yes.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes, but for stepping on the beach.
What about Is This Good?
Well, what about it?
I thought you were getting a tank top.
I get a taste of all of it, so don't worry.
Okay. All right.
And if you're this deep into the podcast, rate and review us. Come on. Just go to iTunes. Drop a like or drop 5 stars. Yeah. Rate and review us. Say something like, come for the basketball, stay for the pickleball. I don't know, something like
that.
Ooh,
nice.
You like that?
I like it.
Yeah, but we're going to move to our own feed. Like, very soon.
Yeah.
Because I think we're already annoying people with our pickleball takes.
I could keep going on and on.
I know you could. So we'll just start our own little channel, and we'll do it over there. One little random note that I forgot to bring up. Mm-hmm. Gabe Tardio, Atlanta Pickleballers, ATX Pickleballers.
Yes.
Great post-game interview. Not what he said. It was what he was doing with his paddle. You can roll it, Esh. Here he is. Just fiddling. He's got his paddle between his legs. Jump over to YouTube to see this. It is amazing. He just has it right. It's penis level. It looks like he's just fiddling with his knob.
Is that what Kawamoto is like? Kind of like.
I don't know. But he seems like a nice kid.
He's very good.
Incredible player, also 17.
Yeah, very good.
So, and his partner J.W. Johnson.
Yep, he is pretty spectacular. Georgia Johnson's brother.
Okay,
wins a lot of PPAs with his Colin Fraser, his doubles partner, and lots of singles matches. He's pretty amazing.
Good. I just wanted to throw that in there.
And I need that T-shirt. I really like
the ATL.
That is the
one. Do you
want
to talk about the merch again? Because goddamn.
They need to expand their line.
We're the only two people that watch it.
Just for us. It's worth it. Well, it's fine. I think I can get their T-shirt, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just would like a tank top.
But it's like all the merch that you see the team wearing. It's like...
Yeah.
It's sick. A lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
So the next one is in Atlanta.
Yeah, we got to get tickets to that.
Yeah, we will. Don't worry. Half that place was empty in San Clemente, and that's the capital of pickleball.
You know, what the weird thing is, like, I'm wondering, do people who play pickleball play it too much? They don't have time to watch it? Like, I don't understand how they don't want to watch it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, I'll tell you why. The majority of it is on YouTube.
Everybody has access to YouTube.
I know everybody has access to it, but not everybody knows how to use it, especially the older people. And that's the main people who are playing pickleball. Although I did read a stat today that the average age of pickleball player in America is between 32 and 45. So it's getting younger.
Yeah.
And it's up to about 40 million people play pickleball in the U.S. And it increases by 30% every year, year over year.
We played with Esh not too
long ago. We did play with Esh. He was good.
He was very competitive, and he was looking for blood.
Mm. Very competitive, yes, but I wouldn't say that I was good. So, well, JD.
Well, I've seen some people go out there and completely shit the bed. But you were awesome.
I appreciate that.
A natural athlete, obviously, but you know, the guy plays basketball. How many times a week do you play basketball?
2 to 3 times a week.
Okay.
Yeah, it just depends. Depends on how much I'm up here, really.
we're really cutting into his basketball.
Yeah, that's fair. I get it.
Yeah, fair. Fair. Well, this is really cutting into my pickleball playing, so.
TikTok?
It's called work. It's called work.
Right, yeah.
Some people have to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a quick look back at the season in general. Mm-hmm. Do you consider season one, so the last three plus the super final, would you consider that a success?
I mean, I loved it, and I will probably go back and rewatch it.
What? This is just true. It's not even true sicko shit. It's like alarming addict shit. There's going to be more pickleball next weekend. With the same players. Why would you go back?
Well, it's not MLP, though.
I know. It's different. Like, it hits different. There's no doubt.
It does. Like, you were wondering what could MLP take away from PPA and APP. And I'm like, well, actually, what would the PPA take away or the APP take away from MLP to enhance their viewership, to enhance the, you know, it feels like a real drag. Not, and I love pickleball. It goes so much slower when you can only score on your serve.
Yeah.
It's and you hours have, for a match. Like, it could be 3 to 5 games. Like, yeah. I can't imagine how tiring that is in comparison to MLP.
That's a great point. And it's a lot more blowouts as well, I find.
Yeah, because you can't score off the other team making a mistake. I was playing yesterday, and the match 11-5, but the game was so much closer than the score indicated. Sorry, banging the table again. Whereas that's not how it would work out in rally scoring, really. Like, you would, it would feel close and it would be close. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So you're saying, in the answer to that question, is there anything the MLP could steal from PPA or APP? The answer is nothing. Well, if anything, they should be taking rally scoring, smaller trophies, and more cameras to PPA and APP.
I guess so. But as well, I don't know. I guess it's old school, you know? It's right. Old-fashioned. Yep, score on the serve. It just takes a lot longer.
I think I like playing. When I'm playing pickleball, I don't mind the play to 11, only score on your serve. You get, each player gets, each team gets two cracks at the serve. Mm-hmm. That I don't mind. But rally scoring is so much better to watch. It's a much more enjoyable experience. And as you say, the games are just so much closer because of that.
Yeah, and I can imagine with, you know, people's attention spans that it's a little easier to get into pickleball watching MLP than the other ones.
Well, it's just more electrifying atmosphere as well. Shout out to Tyson McGuffin, which I know you didn't want to hear him.
No. As I said, referred to as
the most electrifying man on television.
Right. Yeah. No, he's growing on me.
Okay. So there's the fact that it's on YouTube. And also, when it's not on YouTube, it's usually on the Tennis Network. What? There's a Tennis Network? Yes, there is, apparently. And apparently we have it somehow. It's part of our DirecTV package.
It would have been nice if YouTube had said, go to the Tennis Channel, because we're not showing you the goddamn final, though.
Well, like, guess what? It wasn't on the Tennis Network. It was on ESPN2, the Super Final.
Okay. People.
The premier Super Final. And we had no idea until I checked Twitter.
Spread the news, bitches.
Yeah, but how? Like, how do they do it?
I don't know.
It has to be Twitter, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
or their website. That would be nice.
Remember, I was watching the PPA the weekend before, and it went to three different. It went YouTube, ESPN, and then the Tennis Channel. And on the PPA, the live feed on YouTube, and then it went back to the PPA. Like, where are you? What right. are you doing? Like, you're all over the place.
Yeah, this is not easy. I, as somebody who has a live daily show on YouTube, I am pro keep it on YouTube. Keep it on YouTube. I mean, you don't need to sign any rights or anything like that away. Although, you know, if ESPN is paying you, then great. Mm-hmm. And also, Michelle and the gang have to switch gears in the announcing game because mm-hmm. as soon as we went over to ESPN, it was just like, really dumbing it down, like to like this is the basics of pickleball, and now you and to the untrained eye. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed that, but they were like, you know, you're watching this and you're watching a dinking battle, and it looks like nothing. And it to be fair, it kind of does if you're new coming into it,
right?
And they're just explaining how there's spin, backspin, and forward spin on the balls, and it's really a chess match.
Yeah,
and it reminds me of when you first watch it. It reminds me of that old – there's a Simpson episode where Homer puts on soccer for the first time, and it's like literally just – and here we go, and they're just kicking back and forth to the same player, like doot, doot. And to the untrained eye, that's kind of what it looks like. It's like, what is happening here? Like, go up and score the ball. Anyways, yeah. Which reminds me of Matt Austin sent the group a clip from the Bill Simmons podcast. Well, he sent me the link to the Bill Simmons podcast, and he was like, oh, listen to this. He's shitting on pickleball in this
one.
Oh,
no.
And I'm like, I can't.
Oh, God.
So it's Bill and Jacoby. I can't remember who else is on the podcast. Anyway, they're like just shitting on, oh, that's never going to take off, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh,
like
this
recently?
Is...
Like recently? This was recently?
Yeah, recently.
It's never going to take
off. Okay. You know, it's like, you know, there's a lot of hype behind pickleball, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it's just, that's what a reminder, like, when we're watching ESPN yesterday and Michelle and the gang are trying to, like, explain the subtleties of the game, and it's just like, I can see how people get sort of like... turned off by it because it does look like, oh, they're just literally, it's called dinking the ball back and forth.
Yeah.
And I can see how people can be like, this is not even a real sport. And then Jacoby in the same breath is saying, pickleball is stupid and I'm never going to watch it. But I also just watched an hour and a half worth of cornhole.
What? Hello? Okay. Yeah. Come on, people.
Yeah.
An hour and a half of cornhole is...
Well, I don't know if he said an hour and a half, but he's definitely saying, well, I got into cornhole, watching cornhole randomly. I'm like, okay, well, then you can handle pickleball, man. Anyways, whatever. Shout out to those guys. But they're wrong. They're just wrong. And you know what? Go overseas and watch darts in England because it's fucking crazy. Like, what? And they're playing darts. You know what I mean? It's just darts. But they're going nuts. So if they can do that for darts over there, pickleball is absolutely going to take off over here.
Like, pick up a paddle, pick up a dart, and then you'll see how fun it is.
Exactly. Exactly. But that's not the point, though. The point is, it is fun to watch if you just take the time and just be like, ugh, pickleball. Like, oh, I turned it on, it's pickleball.
Well, boring. If you look at it for 5 seconds and it's just back and forth thinking and you switch immediately and you've analyzed what it is in your head and that's what it is, you don't see the full picture. And the reason why people, I think, stick with it is because there's so many nuances and ways to improve. And it's like chess versus checkers.
Mm-hmm.
You may start and it feels like you're playing checkers. But as you get to know the game, all of a sudden it's become chess.
Yeah, well, I would say it's like chess. Chess is very easy to learn. The knight goes like this. The pawns go like this. It's very hard to master. Mm-hmm. Very easy to learn. Very hard to master. I didn't say that. That's a quote that I'm stealing from somebody, but literally about chess and pickleball. Anything else we want to talk about this last season?
Oh, boy. I mean... again. It's the writings of a madwoman. So, you know, you just guide this. Oh,
yes,
boy.
Thank you. Look at this. If you're watching on YouTube, it's literally these are the notes she's working from.
Yeah.
Most of those are just the scores of the
game.
It
is not. You don't know. You can't decipher my hieroglyphics. How dare you? Just give me a chance. Anyway, look at that snot rocket circled.
Okay, yeah. You already mentioned
I know,
that.
I'm just telling you. There's
important stuff
in
here. For somebody who doesn't like
here.
It, you bring it up a lot.
Oh, it takes me back to how many times my dad used to do that growing up in public.
This is not your therapy tech. BetterHelp.com/nodunks.
I'm going to use that discount code.
I think you should.
Snot Rockets has changed me.
Okay, sorry. All right. Before we get into the kitchen, which is the forbidden zone of pickleball.
Yeah. Well, it's not forbidden. Okay, let's make this clear, people. You're allowed in the kitchen.
You know what I mean.
I know, but a lot of people don't know that. People who start playing pickleball think you can't go in the kitchen. You could be in the kitchen the whole time. You just can't take the ball out of the air in the kitchen. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's move on.
All right.
We're allowed in the kitchen.
For now, we're going to call that segment the kitchen because it's supposed to be a forbidden zone of topics, but...
I just can't smack things out of the air.
Yeah, no. We're going to change the name of it because I didn't want to make you angry. BetterHelp.com/nodunks.
Well, what was Juan? Juan was worried about you watching the way I play?
Well, you're just randomly bringing people up. People in real life...
You're changing things because you're scared of my anger.
That's right. Okay, before we get there to that segment, yes. The final segment of the show, there's supposed to be a draft. So this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. And I may be wrong about this. It's very hard to tell. But now that we've done season one of 2022, and this is what I also don't understand. I'm assuming they're calling the next season two. But in 2024, are they going back to season one or is it...
Did
season
you just say
three.
Season 2022? You mean 20? Okay.
I'm sorry, 2023.
Okay.
This year. We're midway through.
Yes.
We had the super final.
Mm-hmm.
You're throwing me off. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The teams are now going to flip. So we have the Premier League on top. We have the Challenger League on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Yes? Mm-hmm. And they're going to flip. So all the teams that were in the Challenger League are now going to be in the Premier League. And what else is supposed to happen is they're going to redraft.
I know. Those guys have been making such tight relationships and working so well together, and now they have to start from scratch.
Yeah.
Like, they just swapped out Vivian David.
Yes.
And good old what's-his-face.
Good old...
Kyle Yates.
Yes.
And, yeah. For one fucking game.
Right.
And now they got to start all over again.
Do they, though? Because there's no date for the draft.
That's
there's
true.
No... they haven't really mentioned it. They did not mention it at all during the broadcast. And I watched a lot of pickleball this weekend.
Well, maybe. Maybe people are going to be like, I love these people. And they pick their own people again.
They might. But the order of the draft will presumably completely change. Because now the premier teams are in the challenger teams. Now, and the reason they're doing that... is because they want to have this relegation league and they want to figure out where the teams are supposed to be. So this is all in service of 2024. That's going to be the beginning of the relegation system where if you don't cut it in the Premier League, you're going to have your ass relegated to the Challenger League. And conversely...
Well, it's more like the people who are doing better than you are going to move up.
Okay, well, I was going to say that. I was getting there. The Challenger League, they're called the Challengers because they're challenging the Premier League and they could get promoted.
Oh, there's a few coming up. For sure.
Yes, 100%. So I don't understand how this draft works. I don't even know if it's happening. I feel like they're sort of not mentioning it because they may have changed their minds
about
it.
Well, you were digging deep trying to get some info out of the good old internet and not having a whole lot of success.
Well, the sport is in its infancy, or at least this league is. They're still working things out. Their website is bare bones. But that is what's going to happen. So let's assume that there is going to be a draft.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to name... Yes, you...
May?
I want you to name the top three men and top three women But I already know that Ben Johns is number one man and Annalee Waters is number one woman. So you're next two in both categories. So let's start with the men. So who's number two and three in the draft? If you were to predict the order of the draft.
Well, I mean, I am thinking Tyson McGuffin is going number two. I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure he's ranked number two as well.
Really?
I mean, you want players that you know are good at singles as well, because the dream breaker, it's important to have singles players in your team.
Why are you so far away from the mic?
Because I'm too relaxed.
Well, you can lean back, but just pull the mic towards.
There we go. There you go. So you want to know you've got strong players who are good at singles as well, because the dream breaker is a dream breaker.
Right. So your focus, if you were running a team, would be the best singles player, and hopefully they get up to speed with
only
the
your first couple of rounds.
Right.
Like, I mean, get the strongest players that you know for sure are good singles players, and then go for the rest from there.
Okay.
I mean, so Tyson McGuffin will be my second choice after Ben Johns, because Ben Johns is...
He's untouchable right now. Okay, number three.
That one I'm stuck at, because I've been watching so much, like PPA, APP. And there's so many people in the Challenger League that I've become familiarized with because of the PPA and APP, that they're winning singles, like Christian Alshon, Connor Garnett, J.W. Johnson. I mean, they're all really good. I mean, J.W. Johnson, maybe?
Okay.
He's got spectacular hands, and he's a good singles player, too. He won gold in one of the PPAs or APP recently. It's a tough one for that.
Right.
It's very tough. Christian Alshon did very well in Atlanta in singles. Anyway, so I honestly don't have a third.
You have to pick. Pretend you're drafting. You're that third pick. Draft somebody. Now. Clock's ticking.
Taez or Staxgaard.
These are new names. What about...
There's so many good players.
So there's 18 people there's a tied good for third. So pick one. Stop tapping the table. What is going on?
Can I go to the women first and then maybe...
Okay, so Annalee Waters, number one. Who's number two?
Parento. Definitely.
That's homer pick, but okay.
I mean, singles player, obviously. She was solid in the super finals.
Mm-hmm.
And then Leah Jansen.
Leah Jansen. I'm doing her thing. What's her thing?
I don't know.
Every time she serves, she does this reset. We mentioned it before.
It's a reset. She can be inconsistent... Cool. But, God, when she's on fire, she is unstoppable. And she played, she almost took the gold match in singles against Annalee at the last PPA, or the PPA before that. So incredible. If you can watch it, watch.
What about Ignatovic?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's great, but his feet drive
I'm
me
thinking
crazy.
Tereshchenko. She's the GOAT of MLP.
You know what? That's
literally the GOAT.
That's MLP.
This is what we're talking about.
Fine. Okay.
It's a draft for the MLP.
If I had to choose someone besides Leah Jansen watching the MLP, I would probably say Eva Radzauska.
Yeah, Radzauska. Rads.
She was like
Radzauska.
The best tennis player in Poland or something. Like, mm-hmm. She's got a spectacular background. She moved here and did tennis in university. And she was incredible at the MLP.
I think that's a great pick.
She's gotten two MVPs for the Breakers winning. Like, two, they won twice, and she got MVP both times, right?
Yeah. I think you're insane not picking Tereshchenko.
I'm talking about Eva. You know that, right? Not Tereshchenko?
I know.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying Tereshchenko should be in the top three.
Okay.
She's the GOAT. She's the MLP GOAT.
Okay, Mish. That's another thing Mish says every goddamn time Tereshchenko's on.
Well, but it's true.
Okay. Anyway.
It's true. She killed it. And Leah Jansen, I do enjoy her play, but a lot of unforced errors this weekend from her.
That's true.
Just saying.
That is true.
All right, let's take it to the kitchen.
Ha! It's... I got away with not telling you the third man.
Oh, tell me the third man. Quickly. You have to.
I have to. I'm going to go to J.W. Johnson. I enjoy him. Not the best interviewer, but it's fun to watch him interviewed.
What do you mean?
He just seems like an awkward teenager answering questions.
He practically
He's not a teenager,
is,
though.
But he practically is.
But he's sweet, and he's amazing.
These people have no media training at all. They're living out of the back seats of their car, going from town to town, playing pickleball. We need a drive to survive for pickleballers, honestly. I mean, it must be happening.
You know who does, who goes in her van with her husband and her kids and travels to all these is Megan Fudge. That's what they do. What a life. That would be pretty fun.
I mean, would it? How many kids are we talking?
Two.
What kind of van? I'm not into this.
I imagine it's one you sleep. Oh, maybe it's not a van. Maybe it's an RV. Sure. That sounds a little sexier than a van. We're going to be in the van down by the river.
Hashtag van life. Down by the river. Yes. Okay. You got your top three?
Oh, did I just say it? JW?
Yeah, JW.
J-Dub, as people like to say.
J-Dub.
J-Dub.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a cool cat. He's very composed as well. I really enjoy that in a player.
You don't like the finger wags and the...
I don't like...
The taunting.
No, Riley Newman was doing that. And I enjoyed the Heart Eights. I think they're amazing. Mm-hmm. But he was talking some serious smack to the Hustlers, which I guess is normal because the Hustlers
That's
talk a lot of smack.
Do. Everybody, at sports, people talk smack all the time.
I think it's in poor taste, to be honest.
I think it's part of it.
And that's part of the mental warfare. Like, your skills aren't up to snuff, so you have to break them down mentally.
I don't know about that.
Are you telling me that you don't talk any smack?
Rachel?
Like on the pickleball court.
Like, yeah, when you're playing pickleball, you don't say anything?
Not to strangers, only to friends.
Well, they know each other. Yeah, they all know each other.
Oh, that's true. You're right. That's a good point.
I just wanted to say because...
That makes sense. They do. They are very familiar with each other. Yeah. So...
Okay.
Yeah, I guess there's that. I'm thinking like strangers. So, yeah, that makes more sense.
I'm more offended that they're doing the Mutombo finger wag. I don't think that anybody...
And making it their own. They're saying it's Patrick Quinn's thing. And it's not true. He
this
definitely...
is a 17-year-old kid. It's not. It's Dikembe Mutombo...
Kovalova started doing that with him.
Who?
That's in your court, baby.
Lucy Kovalova. All right, let's take it to the kitchen. Now, the kitchen is the forbidden zone most of the time, unless the ball bounces in, and then you can step into the kitchen. But most of the time, it's considered a forbidden zone in pickleball. So this is where I let Rachel off the leash. And I
let her off the leash.
You can talk about any of these.
Oh my God! I'm going to tag you the next time we play.
Any of these forbidden topics, and they include dreams, gambling, video games, or pickleball stories, exploits on the pickleball court. So you can pick any of those topics.
Well, I want to talk about you. I want to talk about you, Father's Day. How amazing your Father's Day was because of your wonderful family getting you the most wonderful gift.
Yes, I am a proud new owner of a, how do you say it? Yola?
Perseus.
Yola Perseus. It's a racket. Not a racket, a paddle. We call them paddles in pickleball. Yeah. And you promised me that I would become 20% better with this paddle.
I don't know if you've been doing more that I haven't seen, but I would say the last time I played with you, you were 25%.
Whoa! Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Yola.
Can I... What do you mean?
Sorry. No, it's totally you.
Yeah. It's a nice paddle, for sure. I enjoyed playing with it. I turned into a dick immediately with it.
Oh, please. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
You're telling me you were playing differently. Before that,
I was acting
mentally.
Acting differently.
Like to strangers.
To strangers, yeah. Oh. Like this one guy.
Oh, you set him straight.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I set him straight. But, you know, this is in pickleball, you win pickleball at the line. You want to be at the kitchen. That's when you're on offense. That's when you have the other team on their heels and you're smacking the ball, and you just try not to let any lobs get by you.
You say, come up with me, baby.
Yeah, and that's why it turns into a bit of a dinking game. So this guy just played with him for the first time. He stayed back. This is not uncommon when you're playing pickleball, especially with new people. And I'm still new, but I know enough, like, okay, let's stop messing around and get to the line, because that's where I want to be on offense. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I go. But he's dicking around in the back. And then there's a little dribbler that comes over, and I'm like, I don't want to poach his thing. I don't know what his plan is. We haven't discussed it or anything. And so he's mid-court or even at the back of the court, and it just dribbles into nothing. And then he's looking at me going, what the fuck, man? Like, why? And so he's like, he's very exasperated. He says to me, okay, I'm a little confused here. Are you working the front or are you working the back? And I'm like, yeah, we're both at the front, man. Like, we're going to win this game here at the front. And this is just a casual pickleball game. But I was just like,
I don't,
with my new Hula Perseus racket, I was just had a new confidence. I'm like, just get your ass to the kitchen and let's win this, man. But he was like, oh, I never played that way before. And I'm like, yeah, you never played pickleball.
That is how
you never played pickleball. So anyways, he kept doing his thing. And I was like, all right, well, we're going to lose this game. Wish we did. And to not very good players either. See, listen to me.
You've turned.
I've turned, and it's the Perseus.
No, I think it was just that you've improved, and well, now you've got a confidence and cockiness that
yeah.
It's going to bite you in the ass, kid.
I don't know much about pickleball, but I do know that you win at the line. That's it.
Yeah, and it's frustrating when people, like, I mean, at that round robin, the guy's like, so, I like to play back. I'm like, what are you talking about? What game are you playing, sir? We both need to be up here.
Yeah.
Let's try. You came here to play pickleball. You paid to play pickleball. Let's crush this.
Yeah.
We're not doing it at the back. No.
It's just, you know, it's just the telltale. Like, you're in the hands of an amateur and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah. That's why I don't like to bop around with strangers that often. That sounded weird.
All right, we are still doing a show here.
Yeah, so okay. So,
is there anything else you want to talk about in the Forbidden Zone? Because we should probably wrap this up because you have to get out to play pickleball. I've covered all my notes. I am very much looking forward to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Because we're going to go, hopefully. Huh, maybe I'll ask the Athletic to get some credentials.
Oh, geez.
No, we could. You know what, though? It probably wouldn't be as fun.
Oh, I have something.
Okay.
I did a clinic with AJ Kohler from the Heart Eights.
Just kidding.
AJ Kohler he was sweet. He was awesome. He was a great coach. And it was really fun. I was at the DeKalb Tennis Center. And they have pros come in, like high-level pros. And one of the coaches told me about it, or I would have never known. And it was really great. He was really fun, and he's really sweet. And
what percentage better were you after the clinic?
I don't know. None.
10%? 5%? 1%? You took nothing from it.
It was a great experience. I don't know if I could gauge doing one clinic if I've improved. It was amazing watching him, just to see the difference between a pro.
Yes.
And the rest of us.
Right.
When he took the ball to show us drives, like he was about to demonstrate a drill, it looked like zero effort to mm-hmm. send that ball a gajillion miles an hour over the court and
land.
Or over the net. Just skim the net, perfectly land, and like, yeah, okay, this is a pro athlete, and this is why they get paid. And
well, they don't really get paid in pickleball yet.
Well, hopefully they'll get paid soon enough.
It's coming.
It's a matter of time. The sport's evolving, and yeah, gambling's going to come in, and all of a sudden, there's going to be big purses.
Yeah, we keep mentioning gambling. That's just an assumption that I've made, that the whole reason for the investment, I think that's where the money is. I mean, look at the NBA.
I'm addicted now. What am I going to do when there's also gambling?
You are not allowed to gamble on any of these pickleball. No.
Mm.
No. Funny. I'm sorry. Mm. You have a very addictive personality.
Yeah, that's true.
Stick to playing. No gambling.
Okay, fine. Oh, he was very interested in my badminton background. Because he wanted to learn badminton.
Okay, we're still doing a show, so you can stay on the mic.
Oops, stay on the mic.
So he wanted to learn you to teach.
No, no, no. He was just very interested in my badminton background because I, you know, he asked, so what's your background? What's your racket sport or what's your sport?
What's your number? I think he was hitting on you.
Stop.
Oh my God. That was an accusation, not a compliment.
I'll take it anyway. I damn well please.
All right, let's leave it there.
Fine. Let's do that.
Let's do that. Like, subscribe. Again, if you've made it this far, you already know that we don't usually do this. This is a basketball podcast. It's a basketball feed. We may throw a dink in here every once in a while.
You're sassy.
But we're going to be back to basketball tomorrow. It is crazy season. I was looking forward to some time, you know, taking it easy. I'm actually busier this week than I was most weeks because of this stupid show, actually.
Ah, maybe it's because of the Perseus. You want to get out there even more and play.
Yes, whatever. Yes, it's Perseus is great, but they don't pay me. I regret even saying the name.
Well, don't burn any bridges just yet, brother.
I'm not burning any bridges. Hey, Perseus, pay me. Or any other racket. I'm available.
I like paddles.
And sleeves. You wore that sleeve literally because you thought, maybe they'll send me free sleeves.
No, I'm
like, who's going to send you free sleeves?
Look at this.
It looks good. You should wear a sleeve.
And it's functional.
Okay. Like and subscribe. Enjoy the rest of the week of basketball. There's a lot of, we call it slop season around here, a lot of trade rumors, a lot of things happening. Is Zion leaving the Pelicans? Ash, is this actually something that could happen?
I don't think so.
Yeah, but, okay.
But stay tuned in, find out.
I think Skeets was saying he thinks there's a lot of potential there. But anyways, you want to listen to No Dunks, not No Dinks when it comes to basketball. What's our catchphrase again?
Let's go dinkin', baby.
Let's go dinkin', baby. See you next time. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong camera.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.